And I've taught Jews. I've one book just on Judaism that I published. I've taught in synagogues. Wonderful experience. A neighbor, you shall love your neighbor. And the neighbor, I repeat, is either a near relative or someone who lives nearby, but one who is also a Jew, has the same religion you have. And how much did the Old Testament tell us to love our neighbor? As much as what? As we love ourselves. And sisters, that's plenty. We love ourselves dearly. We love ourselves patiently. Sisters, nobody in your life or in my life, nobody has been more unkind, more thoughtless, more mean, has done more harm to us than we have done to ourselves. Am I making sense? And you think by now, we couldn't even stand the sight of ourselves. Wonder of wonders. You mean we still love ourselves? You better believe it. And the Old Testament told the chosen people to love their neighbor. Notice, not everybody. Just their neighbor. As much as they love themselves. That's why remember the lawyer, kid who asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Remember? What parable did Jesus give? The Good Samaritan. So the parable was not the good Jew, the Good Samaritan. Because the Jews were not expected, do you hear it? Were not expected to love the Samaritans. And they did not expect the Samaritans to love them in return. Then, back to where we were, at the Last Supper, Jesus told his followers, and this is John's Gospel, chapters, the longest discourse in the Gospels is John's Gospel. Who remembers how many chapters? How many chapters? How many? Yeah, but I mean chapters in John's Gospel. Just at the Last Supper, when Jesus gave a long, long discourse. How many chapters? Anybody got a New Testament here? How many? 4 would be better. In which our Lord is speaking about Harriet, about the Holy Trinity being the union of love within God. Sisters, we speak of God being loving. He is. God being lovable. He is. But what must we say, and about whom alone can we say that He is love? Only who? Only God. And why is God love? Was God love before He created the world?
Yes.
Would God have been love if it ever created anything?
Yes.
Why is God love? Notice, He is love. Because it is the three persons of the Holy Trinity totally, completely sharing their one divine nature. Love means sharing. Love means giving. Our human language fails us. We're talking about a mystery. We better know at least something of what the word or the language God is love means. It means that the three persons give to one another, totally share with one another, their one divine nature. We cannot say there's a heresy called tritheism, three gods. That's wrong. Only one God, one nature, but three persons. Love means giving. Love means sharing. And the more totally we share what, hear it, not only what we have, but who we are, the more we are like God in loving. And sisters, you won't expect me to say this. The hardest thing, and in the religious life, no, of course, you've got to be prudent. There are things that we just do not share with our fellow sisters. And don't you dare share everything which you know. Okay, sisters? But we are to share ourselves with others. And that's the main purpose, sisters, of conversation. Conversation is not to make strange sounds in the air. If other people have good ears, hearing those sounds. No. The purpose of conversation is for one spirit to share. To share that spirit with another spirit. That's why I'm here, sisters. One spirit, this sinner called Father Hardy, is sharing his spirit with yours. And what did Christ tell us at the Last Supper? We are to love one another. Notice, it is mutual. Love one another. How much? As much as we love ourselves? No. As much as he who is God became man. Could Jesus Christ, could he have loved us more? Could he? No way. And now, the superhuman charity that Christ expects of us, his followers, is reflected in our selfless love as members of the Christian family. The Latin word familia existed among the Romans for centuries before Christ. But familia did not mean in pagan Rome, but it began to mean when Christ entered the world. In the Roman family, sisters, hear it. Over the years I've taught Latin. You heard about Cicero, Caesar, Virgil. I taught these Latin writers. In familia, of course, the word existed. Familia, among the Romans before the time of Christ, was a household. There one man was in charge. And depending on how wealthy that one man was, he had always, always had more than one wife. Do you hear me? And the more wealthy the Roman was, the more wives he has. And if he could afford it, he would have not only wives, but concubines.